All aboard and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Train podcast series. I am Joseph Ward, as always, joined by the homie, Mr. Patrick Irvin. What's going on, P.I.Irvin?
Really
going down,
really
going down in Charlotte. Yeah. Yeah, remember.
You relocating to Charlotte soon, ain't you?
We're going to see. Give you a political answer.
Very.
Hey, man, remember the Freedom Train podcast series is brought to you by PACS Inc. That's PACTSINC. And go to the website at PACTSINC.org to learn more about the organization, how you can become a member, how you can donate, how you can support the organization, how you can go through all the resources that they have. Also, be a part of the Amazon Smile program. Go to AmazonSmile.com, register, pick the organization you want to support, pick PACTSINC.org, and bam, every time you buy something, a portion of your proceeds will go to the organization. So that's how we do it. Ryan Chia need parts. Remember, go to our Freedom Train website, www.freedomtrainradio.com. That's how we get down. That's our home base. And that's where you can see me and my OnlyFans content. So, man, welcome back to another episode. Me and Pat getting it in. We're going to have some fun. We're talking about a topic that, something that we've been paying attention for about what the last, I keep saying like 15 years, but I keep forgetting that 2003 was a lot longer than that. So about past something we've been paying attention to for about the last 18 years, but we still look like we in college. So drink water, take CMOS, and have good sex.
Well, I don't know about that last one, but to the rest, yeah, absolutely.
And one time for the maca root.
I had to stop taking the maca, bro.
Maca had you horny.
Yeah, it was disrupting my life.
The concept of being woke. The title of this is The Woke and the Walking Dead. Like I said, for the past 18 years, we have been paying attention to the conscious community. I guess you could say the regular black community and the rest of the American society. And one thing we noticed about, well, we started to notice 18 years ago is the concept of being woke or awakened or your light switch coming on. Because remember, that's how it started, is you have become awakened into knowledge of self. Your light switch is on. You are woke. Mm-hmm. Right? So woke originally was about black people attaining knowledge of self and improving themselves as they attain knowledge of self, not just attaining knowledge of self, but attaining knowledge of self, learning who you are, where you come from, and applying that knowledge to improve your life. So when you did all of that, you were considered woke. And at that time, the so-called conscious, and conscious come from being woke or awakened.
So yeah, the being aware.
Right. So the conscious community at the time was, and it still is, but it was a lot more separate from the regular black community, especially the regular American society. But somewhere, somehow, I say within the last 5 to 7 years, the term woke and conscious, or the idea of the conscious community, has changed. Mm-hmm. Because, and a lot of that has to do with the conscious community doing it to themselves. But woke has become something more mainstream, and the conscious community has become mainstream too, but not for necessarily the best reasons. And so we've noticed now in 2021 that we have a lot of people who are supposed to be woke but are really the walking dead around.
It was maybe the 90s when I first started hearing
it. The 1900s?
Yeah, the 1900s, right. So long ago, bro. So far away. Anyways, yeah, it was when I first started hearing it, like, regularly and amongst the people that I worked with, or not worked with, but hung around. An interesting story. In 2017, woke actually got added to the dictionary.
To, like, a real dictionary?
Yeah, like, so it's actually, it was added to the dictionary in 2017.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so if you like look up the meaning of woke, there's a dictionary.com reference to being aware to social injustice, especially racism.
That we're gonna come back to that because that's
So,
fine.
but yeah, I agree with everything you said because it was the same for me. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, being woke wasn't just about how you felt. It was about having the information that you could back up with sources and facts. And then it was also about actually doing something. You know, it does no good to be woke, to not be sleep, but still be moving like you sleep. You
Right.
might as well be sleep. And somewhere along the line, it's a shame with the term like activists. Like activists used to be have a component of history to it, like understanding how things got the way they are and like then acting on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of those terms, those conscious terms, social justice warrior, woke, activist, conscious, a lot of those terms have just kind of been like basically turned to the dark side.
Yeah. People turn their nose up at anything that is associated with being conscious or woke nowadays, because even like the jokes of, Grand Rising Queen, like that's a turnoff for a lot of women because of the way it's been used. Like one thing, and I've said this plenty of times, the term or the word hotep, like that has a total negative connotation, because it's like, oh, you're a hotep ass nigga because you're a scammer and you fake. But hotep literally means to come in peace. Like you had Imhotep, Amenhotep, like many people who added, prominent African people from Egypt who added the hotep part to their name, or it was added to their name because of the prominence that they attained because of the quality of life they lived, rather than it being something degrading that is the way it is now. So if you consider a hotel, oh, look out for that hotel, because that buddy got to be a scammer.
Well, are you are a ho tep, and we all know that tep is short for tepping, which is another word
It.
for tapestry. So in that situation, you are a ho teller because you tell stories and you hold your stories out, which also shares similarity with pegging, and we all know what pegging is. So when you hold tep, you hold peg, you're a pegger, and so that mean that you like for women to fuck you in the ass with dildos. So we gotta keep that in mind too.
So when I go to Urban Dictionary, hey, bro, I ain't even messing with that one, bro. You on your own with that.
I'm just saying, right? We gotta connect the dots.
Hey, man, yeah. Whatever you
Right.
said, whatever
Right.
he said, that's how, that's speak your truth.
Right.
The facts and opinions of Patrick Urban does not reflect Joseph Wolf. As I was thinking about the topic and everything, I went to Urban Dictionary. I was just like, man, let's just see what Urban Dictionary, because like you were saying earlier, Urban Dictionary represents the thoughts of the general people. So I went to Urban Dictionary. I was wondering, what does Urban Dictionary say about the term woke? Until I found out. So the very, very first thing you see and go to Urban Dictionary, type in woke is deluded or fake awareness. So we go from having and applying knowledge of self to deluded or fake awareness. Oh, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Act of being very pretentious about how much you care about a social issue.
But
Now,
wait, there's more.
oh, it's much, much more. Now, somebody put a expletive, or like put it in a sentence, but they put like LeBron in there. I was like, man, this ain't got nothing to do with LeBron James. But I know a lot of people consider him fake woke, but I never considered LeBron as woke or conscious. I just a black dude that's helping his community. So, you know. Okay, so it goes further on to say the act of being very pretentious about how much you care about a social issue. Yeah, most people don't care about parking spaces for families with disabled their pets or whatever. But wokeness occurs when white, this is the funny one though. So this is according to Urban Dictionary saying wokeness occurs when a white upper class person pretends to hold opinions they imagine a black lower class person might hold. The word itself is an incorrect tense of awake, referring to the perception that the black working class have a poor grasp of grammar. No, no. We know what the hell we saying, Urban Dictionary. The opinions that are simulated typically stem from a misunderstanding of the tendency for black working class people to be slightly more economically left-wing and socially conservative than average. Instead, they are imagined to be socially left-wing and often logically inconsistent. Yeah, so.
Wait, read that last one over.
Yeah, that shit sounds stupid, don't it? It says, the opinions that are simulated typically stem from a misunderstanding of the tendency for black working class people to be slightly more economically left-wing and socially conservative than average. Instead, they are imagined to be socially left-wing and often logically inconsistent.
And that ties into the other one about white people, right?
Yes, right. That's the second paragraph within this total explanation of what woke is.
Okay. I could smell the blunt they smoking.
Yeah. So we can clearly see that as of right now, this is another example of not holding on to culture as well, too, if we can slide this within that. Because you have people who are not a part of the culture. Because we're talking about a subculture within black culture that has terms and words and things that they use to describe themselves that's become mainstream and been hijacked by mainstream culture, white culture. And they put their own definitions to it. So now they are defining what woke is. So once again, I'm on social media and I'm saying, hey, Black Lives Matter. Now you're woke, but that goes back into one of the definitions that this is talking about of being pretentious, of being a social justice warrior or a keyboard warrior rather. But also going to what Pat was saying about being an activist, like the root word in activist is active.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget that the root word in activist is active. And if your ass ain't actually active on what you're talking about, you're not an activist, therefore you're not woke, because being woke really means to have knowledge yourself, being able to apply that knowledge yourself. But that originally was a word that was created and used by black people within the subculture of the black culture, the conscious culture of having knowledge of self. Now that doesn't mean it's exclusive to the conscious culture, but that's where it derives from.
Suckle.
So how the hell did we get here to where we at now? How you think we got here?
Oh, that's easy.
What's that?
Everybody wanted to be like the people they saw on TV, but didn't want to actually do any of the shit. Being woke became cool. And the moment anything becomes cool, it loses its power. And that sucks to say, but right. It's the truth. Right. The moment something gains mass appeal,
it loses its power. It's no longer. Yeah, it's like soon. It's and not my bad, not to cut you off.
No, I was done. Go ahead.
But you know how like the sitcoms we would watch back in the days, and something that the young folk was doing, and then you see an old person doing it, and it's not automatically not cool. Like for us, but we would see a white person doing something, like an old white lady. Like, yeah, that song is my jam. It's like, oh hell. Like, especially if it's something that was that we know started off like in the hood and was only supported by hood black people, and then you had people that wasn't of the hood who come to the hood and say, hey, I like this too. Let me listen to this. And they take it back to their realm. And then they get exposed to other people, to other people. Then some white grandma is like, that's my shit. And you're like, oh, hell. I feel like that's where we at now.
I mean, it is, though. And then, too, once white people co-opted it, and let's not front, they have.
Yeah.
Once they do that, now you move into a space where all of these negative connotations start to be attached to it. And then you have even black people that aren't genuine, but you know, because something is cool, because it's popular and everybody want to be attached to the popular thing. Now you got people trying to appear woke without actually being woke.
Yeah.
And that brings a whole host of other problems. I think that's the problem we have. You mentioned hoteps earlier. I think that's the problem with hoteps. It's a bunch of fuckheads claiming to be hoteps, fucking it up.
I noticed that. Well, I noticed that back in the early 2000s, walking around FAMU campus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I myself was like, man, you know, those are some fake hotep dudes. But I remember when that was not a very popular term. And I'm not saying it was something that was exclusive to FAMU campus of Tallahassee, or we know it was a part of the black culture, but it was pre-social media. It was not OnlyFans, but MySpace. It was that MySpace era or the pre-MySpace era. So we didn't know how far it reached. Because, you know, now you'll see somebody posting something saying, well, this is what we say in South Carolina. This is what we say in New York. This is what we say in California. And we from Tallahassee, we like, we've been saying that all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really don't understand how connected and similar we are in culture. So, yeah, I'm over on FAMU campus saying that, but somebody in Alabama saying that, somebody in New York saying that, somebody in California saying that, and seeing the same thing. But it's not widespread like it is now. Social media did help to, it helped to spread more stuff, but it hurts as far as us or more of our subcultural things that we create for ourselves being exposed to the masses. Because like you said, a lot of people who come from our culture want to be cool and want to be down with the mainstream. So, hey, let me teach you what we do. You know, it's like the videos we see. Now, I never understood this even when I was legit. I never understood. Let's take a dance video, a whole bunch of black people in there dancing. It's one white person. And everybody in that dance are good. And the white person dancing good, who's a trained dancer, and everybody's surprised that the trained dancer can dance. Like, oh, the white person got rhythm. Fool, they fucking trained dancer. let's get over this thing. All white people don't have rhythm. It's a lot of white people can dance. It's a lot of white people can do rhythmic stuff. It might not be able to do it on the level of black people, but it's a lot of white people that can do rhythmic stuff. Let's get over the surprise of it. Yes, they practiced it. That's why they can do it. Damn.
Now, you know what frustrates me is when white people get full credit for being half as good.
Like within our realms. Within our own realms.
Because, you know, we love, like, black people love nothing more than to give white people credit.
Right.
For as much as we claim we don't like white folk, we love to give them credit. You see a white dude dribble the ball between his leg and he's like, all right, I'll see you over there. I'll see you. Look,
he practiced. He's supposed to do that.
You know, but
hey, Jason, we ain't supposed to have handles like that. He practiced.
But but you know, that frustrates me. But I think I blame women too. This is why I blame women.
Okay.
Cause everybody wanna pretend like they're sapiosexual, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What's the easiest way to come across as intelligent? It is to appear to have knowledge of self.
Man, you know how much, let's just be real, you know how much coochie you can get from appearing to have knowledge of self? Cause I know where you're going. Like I remember I was talking to this chick one time. She was like, "Are you a sapiosexual?" I was like, "Nah, I just read a lot." She was like, "Oh, I'm attracted to sapiosexuals." I'm like, "That's cool. I just read a lot. I know some stuff, but I ain't no sapiosexual." And cause I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying is contradictory, but what I'm telling her is, you don't have to say that to say I like intelligent people. And because it's an allure to it. And that was my attempt to break the allure of the sapiosexual. Don't just get wet because I'm intelligent. How you know that person ain't no fuck boy? And that, I think that's where you're going with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fuck boys. And that's the illusion too, right? People make the assumption of thinking that fuckboys are stupid.
They not.
The successful fuckboys are highly intelligent.
Yeah, they're not stupid. They're highly crafty people. They just don't give a shit about you at the end of the day. That's what makes them fuckboys. They give a damn about achieving their goal.
That be the thing, right? And I think people like, I think in general, people really got to get out of their own way with this woke shit and all of that other shit. Because a lot of people, like, here's the thing, right? Being smart don't make you special, if we're being totally honest.
Your ass supposed to be smart.
Right.
That was the whole purpose of your ass going to school.
Right. Being smart don't make you special. Being well-read don't make you special. Knowing that, like, none of this stuff makes you special. But in the world we live in, because people are intellectually lazy,
you become
they want to, you know, like, these people that do this basic shit are made to feel special, which then makes other people want to do it too, so they could feel special too. And somewhere in there, the substance gets lost. You know what I'm saying? The context of the situation is gone.
So and what I'm about to say is no, is me not saying Kyrie Irving is not intelligent. But it is me saying I don't think he's intelligent as people think he is. He's as intelligent as people think he is, because we all know that you're not gonna be a master of this knowledge of self in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Right. When people went to the mystery schools in Egypt, they went to the mystery schools for 47 years to learn and master these disciplines. We're not mastering this stuff in 5 to 7 years. And I don't even know if the brother been studying that long. But to add on to what you're saying, I was looking at a clip on YouTube the other day, and her dude was like, "I think Kyrie Irving is one of the most deepest thinkers in sports." But it goes back to what you're saying about the intellectual laziness of a lot of people. Because Kyrie Irving actually reads and studies and researches, he's considered ultra intelligent. And I'm not saying that he's not. But what I am saying is, I think people are giving it more than what it is. It happens to you.
Yeah, it does. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Me and you had this conversation all the time. Everybody like, Pat so smart. Yes, Patrick is smart, because Patrick, just like Kyrie, they read. They're going to go look for the information that you're not going to go look for. That's the separation. It's not intelligence, it's will.
Right. But that's why I'm always like, being smart doesn't make you special. Being like, most people are capable of being smart. Now, if we're talking about intelligence, now we're talking about the ability to solve problems, right?
Right, right.
I understand there's a scale there, but usually when people are talking about, oh, you smart or you intelligent, they basically mean you know a lot of shit.
You know a lot, right.
You're not special for knowing, because this person could learn the same amount of shit.
You can read. If you get off your ass and read, get off the Netflix and read.
But that's where I go back to, like, we get into this discussion about intellectual laziness, physical laziness, general laziness, And I get it to an extent, even there, right? Like I get it, like the body is designed, the brain included is designed to conserve energy. And thinking, incorporating knowledge and doing intellectual activity is extremely intensive. It's energy intensive. And the body is designed to conserve energy. So that's why you got all these pathways developed so that you can move about your life without having to think unless it's absolutely necessary. But in the modern society, we got to get over the way we were programmed. It, like people are taking advantage of that. You see it in political campaigns, you see it in advertisements, you see it all over the place where they're taking advantage of our biological design to conserve energy, which
And be lazy.
causes us to be lazy.
So I've said this a while, you've heard me say this. And my belief that they make a lot of these zombie movies, hence The Walking Dead, from a lot of the intellectually lazy people. People who think they know but really don't know. And this pandemic is showing us a lot of that.
The pandemic is showing us a whole lot.
But there are a lot of people who will depend on others for their information and their knowledge, which is very, very, very lazy. Then you got people who do half-ass research. Then you got people who do the research who know the information but don't understand it, don't really know how to use it. Those are the people who are very dangerous. Very, very dangerous because with the lack of understanding of information, you don't really grasp the responsibility that comes with that. With great power comes great responsibility. Knowledge is power. So you have to be responsible with how you give out that information. And if you give out that information haphazardly, then you're going to mislead a lot of people. And you know, let's think about the people who deem themselves as leaders of the black community. And let's just look at the last 20 years. How much progress we haven't made in the past 20 years. There have been achievements, but when we talk about group progress, nah, it ain't been happening. It ain't been happening. So we can't really be woke if we are decline, if especially economic decline, because everybody's talking about economics, 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 economics. That's where the black community is now. Economics, 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 economics. Everything about money, 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 economics. That's how you know we're so used to being broke, because we now fetishize being wealthy, fetishize getting money, get the bag, start a business, get the bag, get the bag, start a business. That shouldn't be something that's fetishized. That's a fetish. That should be just normal stuff. But we've been oppressed for so long. That's a symptom of it. That's where we are, though. That's where we are in Black America right now. We are lying to ourselves about where we are, what has happened to us in the last 20, 30 years. And we really believe that we are moving forward, but we aren't. And we believe that our new state of wokeness has us moving forward. And we aren't woke and we aren't moving forward. We're like the walking dead out here, just going off of impulses and urges,
Yeah,
sex and money.
that's what you just said is actually one of the reasons why I left social media and have had a hard time coming back to it. It's just that you see everything moving in cycles, right? In the early 2000s, I can recall having conversations with people that were saying, black people are waking up. This time it's going to be different. And then Mike Brown happened. What was that, 2012, 2011? Not Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin.
Trayvon, around
And people were
2012.
saying it again. This one is different. And then Mike Brown happened 4 or 5 years later. And people were saying again, this one's going to be different. This one's going to be different. And then not George Floyd, but something else happened
Alton
before, like a
Sterling,
year or
wasn't it?
two before George Floyd.
Because
And
remember, the I Can't Breathe, brother.
yeah. And people were like, this time is going to be different. Now, keep in mind now, at this point, we damn near 20 years in to the first time I heard somebody say, this one's gonna be different. They not even peeping the 5-year cycle that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, we're steadily saying the same thing over and over and over. Sandra Bland, Corinne Gaines, on down to now the George Floyds, the young man that was killed when he was jogging, the young lady who was killed in her house watching her nephew, to the young lady who was killed when she was asleep. Like, it's so many situations that have happened, and we haven't done anything different. How woke are we really? Like, I was looking at a clip the other day, and this dude, like, what the dude was saying was real. He was talking about, and we've said this, calling out the so-called gangsters in the black community. We so woke that George Zimmerman walking around just letting his nuts hang out on us. So,
yeah,
that's where we are, but that's not a good place to be. We gotta stop lying to ourselves and stop being delusional about what Black America is and get real, so we can actually improve our situation. Because no matter how much money we get, if we don't really improve our situation as a whole, and no matter how much money you get as an individual, because the stats show that, yes, there are individuals who are getting money, but for the whole, Black America really ain't doing good economically. That's why they say by 2053, Black America's collective wealth will be zero. They're not saying that because we're improving economically. They're saying that because we're steadily declining economically.
Just to bring it back to the woke shit, just like he said, the economic statement don't mean it. You know what I'm saying? I would say the same thing. Just because you know some shit, are you a quote-unquote woke, don't mean that anything is going to get any better. You know, you got to actually do shit.
Let's just be real. Like, we've had powerful, great leaders who've come, been able to organize millions of people, but our total situation didn't improve as a collective group, right? We got to start getting to a place to where collectively we are improving rather than just certain pockets or even just individuals. Because that's what true wokeness is, that the original idea is, when my light switch comes on, when I gain knowledge of self, the application of knowledge of self is not just for me to improve my life, but it's to help others around me improve their lives as well, taking the information that I know and teaching it to others. But it's not just about yelling at people on the street corners of, my brother, you need to know who you are. Like, you ain't gonna attract nobody like that. You're not that. And the idea that you are somehow superior or smarter or even more valuable to society because you read more books than somebody else. I mean, is it really? How valuable are we to our societies with all this information that we have? Let's really take that assessment on ourselves.